I'm Jeanette Zai. I'm the chair of the Financial Stewardship Campaign this year. It's the annual stewardship campaign. Why do I believe in financial stewardship? My belief in God, my belief in the Bible, and the values of my family are really the foundation of my convictions as a Christian. And four of these are especially important to me. I believe in Christ. I believe that Christ changes lives. I believe in the church, the body of Christ, the place of grace. This community is the body of Christ, and it has tremendous potential in improving lives and enriching lives. Third, I believe that God has given us each gifts beyond measure, and that we're to use these gifts to help other people and to enable the church to do what it can to help other people know Christ and to know his love. And fourth, I believe that financial stewardship helps individual Christians to grow spiritually. Let me give you an example. I know someone very well who decades ago was a single mom, and she was recently divorced, had a daughter. She lived in a one-bedroom, $250 a month apartment. She looked for full-time childcare so she could go to work full-time. And she found a place, a very good quality place, in a church. It wasn't this church, it was in Houston. But it was a church, like this church. And there was a fantastic day school there. The ex-husband's child support was irregular at best, non-existent many times, and there came a time when she needed dental work for the daughter. She had relied heavily on her family for emotional support during the divorce. She didn't want to go ask for money. She talked with the day school teacher, who talked with the director, who talked with whoever directors talked to. The mom had asked if she could have a $50 discount each month for 6 months. That way she could save $300 to afford this procedure. Well, that scholarship or discount was granted. I'm that mom. And some of you know our daughter, Katie, who's beautiful, 26. Richard has adopted her. And I am forever grateful. So the very next year, I thought, I'm going to give regularly. I had no idea who gave the $300 to be able to pay the teachers, to be able to put the lights on, to be able to open the doors of the church. But I thought, okay, so I'm going to give regularly now. And so I gave a little bit every month, and it turned out to total a half of 1% of my little salary. But I did it, and I also had a goal to pledge the tithe, 10%. Last year, a year ago, during this campaign, I had built up to the tithe. Okay, so Katie's 26 now. 26 years old, so you know how long it's taken me to build to that. Anyway, I ask you to, this year, think about, over these next 4 weeks, think about what percentage of income, of your income, God's calling you to give. It touches so many lives, people you won't know, but who will be forever grateful and will feel God's love. Amen.